Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Who to believe, the Prime Minister John Key or Greens co-leader Russell Norman, both relying on Treasury figures, but completely at odds on what they mean. First, Russell Norman.
Is the Prime Minister actually familiar with Table 4 on page 8 of the financial statements of the Government of New Zealand prepared by Treasury, which don't just have one part of the tax package, it includes all the different elements of the tax package, and the conclusion of all the different elements is the net effect of the 2010 changes was to cost the Government of New Zealand in just 9 months about $1 billion in lost revenue.
Now for Mr. Key.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, it really doesn't matter how many times the member says it, it doesn't make it right. The numbers that are right are the ones produced by the Minister of Finance's office, would have been supplied by the Treasury, and what they show is that the package is net positive for New Zealand.
The Prime Minister then had several shots at scoring points off Labor's questions about his government's dealings with the Sky City casino.
I must say I am stunned by the newfound objection to casinos called the Labor Party. And I say that, Mr. Speaker, for this reason.
Order.
Because, in
order,
fact...
Order.
Although reined in by the Speaker, Mr. Key waited for the chance to answer another question.
But as I was about to say earlier, I'm amazed that Labor is so concerned about casinos
Order. I am on my feet.
Mr. Key's Justice Minister, Judith Collins, used her answers to correct a newspaper report.
What the correct information was, they misquoted it, they've now retracted it and corrected it.
Charles Chevel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Why did she tell the House yesterday that as Minister of Justice she has no ministerial authority or responsibility for threatening news media and members of this House with meritless defamation proceedings when she wrote to threaten just such proceedings last Thursday on her official letterhead, which describes her as Minister of Justice?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
This is too easy. Of course they're not meritless.
Question time was followed by the Wednesday general debate, with the government then handing the chamber over to members to make progress on their bills. In the committee rooms, meanwhile, Rich Lyon reports on a new use for Facebook.
The Government Administration Committee was looking at a bill that sets up a system for people to easily deal with multiple government agencies online. Committee Chair Labor's Ruth Dyson said the call for submissions on the bill had been advertised in a unique way.
We had a lot of submissions on this bill, more than we expected, but only two that are appearing before us. We did advertise this on Facebook. That was a bit of a breakthrough for select committees. We thought we'd join the rest of the planet in using social media.
Making a submission on the bill was Assistant Privacy Commissioner Katrine Evans, who welcomed the bill but warned that people's privacy must be put first.
And those privacy protections, the ones that we see as being most vital, are that choice, first and foremost, choice remains in the hands of the user about whether he or she chooses to interact using the government ID service. You have a choice about what information gets provided to the agency that you're dealing with and about whether you choose to use the iGovernment service at all. The importance of this particular piece of legislation is that it locks in, we hope, we think at this stage, it locks in the protections that people need to be able to trust the system.
Also submitting on the bill was Vikram Kumar of Internet New Zealand, who said the system must be open and transparent.
The Chief Executive of Internal Affairs has the ability to set standards and specifications for participating agencies, and we believe that those standards and specifications should be published online on their website. Similarly, the Chief Executive has the right to get reports from participating agencies on how electronic identity credentials have been used by that agency, and again, we believe that these should be published online. So amendments to Clause 43 and 44 will provide openness and transparency.
Mr. Kumar also had some concerns about the potential for improper use of people's information.
We know that the Chief Executive and the service will take that seriously. Nevertheless, we would like to see mandatory reporting provided in the legislation to the Privacy Commissioner of any unauthorised access to that information.
Vikram Kumar of Internet New Zealand making a submission on the Electronic Identity Verification Bill to the Government Administration Committee.
That report from Rich Lyon, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.